40 years after the passage of the Civil Service Reform Act, think tanks and good government groups have offered plenty of ideas on how to update the federal personnel system once again, this time for the 21st century. But those ideas can't be implemented without the participation of the executive branch and the federal labor unions. That's according to our next guest. Bob Tobias is a professor in American University's Key Executive Leadership Program. He spoke with Federal News Network's Jared Serbu about why the three-legged stool is essential to any successful civil service reform.
Well, there's much discussion about civil service reform and the need for civil service reform. And I agree that there is need for civil service reform. But what's needed is a process that creates what I describe as a three-legged stool to support civil service reform. The administration, good government groups, and the unions that represent federal employees need to agree on an approach. And that's very difficult in this environment because the unions don't trust the administration to carry through what might be agreed to, and the good government groups, although having great ideas, aren't talking to the unions and the administration in a way that would create a coalition of all three groups going forward and supporting civil service reform.
Yeah, and as far as I can tell, it seems like we've really only got one leg present, which would be the good government groups. Fair?
The good government groups haven't coalesced around a proposal, let alone working with the other two legs of the stool. There are several different proposals out that are being considered, but none of the groups have coalesced around a proposal that they would then advance to the unions and or to the administration.
How realistic is it, or let me ask you it two ways, how realistic and how necessary is it for there to be union involvement? I mean, in my head, it's always going to be unlikely that federal labor unions are going to support any opening to change the civil service system in any dramatic ways, because as you point out, there's a probably justifiable fear that the outcome from their perspective could be worse than what we have.
Well, it is a risky environment because even if all three of the legs of the stool agreed, in this environment, Congress might make what exists worse. So instead of solving problems, it would create new problems. In the past, when all three legs of the stool have come together, legislation has been enacted. That's what occurred in 1978 with the Civil Service Reform Act and later with the Pay Comparability Act. Everybody got on board, supported the legislation, and Congress enacted it.
How necessary is it for there to be a champion for reform within Congress? I mean, in the past, have these reforms tended to be led by actual members, or have they served more as passive carriers of legislation that's been proposed by these legs of the stool that you're talking about?
There have been champions in Congress, both in the House and the Senate, who have led the effort, and that's critically important as well. There are very few champions now in Congress. You know, you have the people around the Beltway who get elected by federal employees, but there haven't emerged real champions in Congress who have had leadership responsibilities as governors. Those are the kinds of people who have been leaders in the past. They were governors. They understood the role of good governance and the fact that it doesn't really matter what policy is passed. You have to have an effective government in place to implement what Congress enacts. So when that idea gets embedded in a group of members of Congress who would lead this kind of a charge, change can take place.
As my colleague Nicola Grisco reported last week, the NAPA, or at least one of the elements of the NAPA perspective on reform here, seems to be that a lot of the problems, quote unquote, that we have with the civil service system as of now really aren't legislative problems. They're not dictated by Title V. They are problems that have been heaped upon the system by regulation, by OPM, and could also be reformed without legislation. And I just wonder how much truth you think there is to that.
There are changes that can be made, but the fundamental One of the fundamental issues is the classification system, which I think was created in 1949, is outdated. The way that the senior executive service is viewed by agencies could be reformed, which would take legislation. The way pay comparability is calculated is not accurate in today's environment. So those are fundamental changes that can only be addressed through legislation. So there are things that you can do around the edges, but if you're looking for civil service reform, it is legislation.
May seem like an obvious question, but is there any realistic possibility that these two legs of the stool, the administration and labor unions, ever see eye to eye in the current administration? I mean, I think labor unions, with some justification, feel put upon, beset, beleaguered by, you know, feel like they're basically the enemy of this administration and are being treated as such.
I think it may be unrealistic that they would see eye to eye, but I guess what I'm suggesting is that the conversation not take part in silos, but rather with the eye toward creating a coalition, which I don't see happening. So when people work together over a period of time, the environment might change where true reform can occur. But if they start their conversations then, they're behind the curve. If they start their conversations, if they build trust along the way, when the environment is right, they can then coalesce and support a piece of legislation. I don't see any of that happening now.
Bob Tobias is a professor in American University's Key Executive Leadership Program, speaking with Federal News Network's Jared Serbu. We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive.